sit down. Keep all hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Or down, I don't care. We are not responsible for any lost belongings. Your shit is our shit now. You have made your choices in life. And as you will notice, there are no pearly gates here, so hold on tight and embrace the darker side of life. Cause this ride takes your soul straight down to Hell's Basement.
What? Oh my god, are you shitting me?
Alright.
Alright.
Welcome everyone to Hell's Basement.
Hey.
I'm Ryan. I am here with Shane.
Yeah, it's real great to be here with you, Ryan.
And we got Jenna.
Fuck you, Ryan.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, Brady's not here today. We'll catch him on the next episode, so it's going to be the three of us. Yeah, so we'll dive right into it. This week we're going to talk about the film based off the short story by Joe Hill and directed by Scott Dickerson called The Black Phone. And we will be spoiling the shit out of all this, so if you didn't watch it, go watch it, and then come back, and then listen to us ramble on about stupid shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grab her ties.
Did you leave them?
You warned them.
Yeah, hopefully they had enough time to... I just imagine someone's like doing their dishes, and they're like, no! No! grab her ties. Fuck. We'll just give a quick plot summary, just in case somebody listens to this that... doesn't really care and just wants to listen to us just talk, I guess.
I'd like to make a suggestion.
Okay.
I'd like to, from here on out, like, see our listeners as listener.
Okay.
From here on out, our listener. That goes one of both ways, because in reality, we might have, like, one listener, but from here on out, we see ourselves as, like, one entity.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
So it's just one.
So we'd like to talk to our listener right now.
You just want it to be a very personal experience.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. So after being abducted by a child killer and locked in a soundproof basement, a 13-year-old boy starts receiving calls on a disconnected phone from the killer's previous victims. Spooky. So.
Wait, that's the whole background?
That's the plot summary, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But.
Good two sentence there.
Yeah.
So now's the part, do we decide if it fucking sucked or was it good?
Yeah, I got a lot to kind of say about this one, whether it's, yeah. I have some definitely mixed feelings about this one.
Oh, so, really?
Yes.
Well, sounds like we should just make you go last then, since you don't seem too excited to talk about it.
Okay.
No, go ahead. What'd you think?
Okay.
So I'll go first.
So I really, this was one of those movies that I was very into the entire time. I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. I like this. And then at the end, I just kind of sat there and was like, I have no idea why any of this happened. Like, there are so many things that are unanswered that I was very, very confused. And, like, the only way I think I will be satisfied is if they have a prequel.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So you want to know the grabber's background. That's what you feel you were cut short of.
If you don't get that, then I totally agree with him. Then I feel like we're totally robbed of something.
Yes, okay, all right. That was my, like, that's just, we'll get into all that. What was your, like, initial thoughts, Shane?
The exact same thing. Like, I'll just get the negative out of the way. I wasn't a huge fan of the ending, okay? But other than that, like, the build-up to everything was awesome. But, yeah, they just barely gave you any information whatsoever on, like, why this guy is doing that. And at the end of it, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I literally said, what the fuck? Thinking, like, all right, the only thing that makes any sense is if they make a prequel, sequel, anything.
Yeah. Jenna?
So I wanted to start off by trying to take place of our missing Brady today. And I believe it is a cinematography thing. But as soon as it started, I was like, ooh, I like this style. I like all the kids' style. I'm liking the vibe. And then it said it was 1978. And I am a huge, like, Stranger Things person as well. And the 70s just always seems to be that sweet spot for me. So I definitely like the development. There was a lot of background on the victim, though. Like, it spent a good amount of time before you even did see the grabber himself. Like, learning about his household, understanding his family dynamic, learning about his mother.
And introducing, like, a couple of the other kids that got grabbed before the main kid.
Yes.
Which I felt like that was, like, pretty necessary.
And then the opening song gave me a really big, like, X-Files vibe. Did you guys get that? Like, it didn't really fit the rest of the movie to me, but I liked it.
I never watched the X-Files, but, yeah, it had, like, a weird, yeah.
Yeah, almost like a sci-fi
music
intro whenever they did the opening scene, then it cut to that. And it just immediately put me in, like, a really good place.
Like, you hated it.
No. Like, I liked it. I definitely liked it. I like that it's not one. I mean, I watched it late at night, went straight to bed alone. Didn't keep me up whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the whole movie. Like, I thought there was a lot there, and it was an interesting plot.
Yeah. Ditto. I mean, the whole, like, the scariest movie of the year. I'm like, all right, no. I don't know about that.
Oh, it was actually, that was the name it was given to it?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure they all do that somehow.
Huh.
Yeah, I had way higher expectations than I should have, I think.
For that aspect, yeah.
Yeah, yep. I was, yeah.
I almost feel like it could have been a TV series instead of a movie.
I just want to know more. Like, I want to talk about this stuff and see if I maybe missed something, but, yeah, we can get into some of that stuff here in a little bit. What was your favorite scene? We'll go with you, Jenna. What was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene probably had to be, was his friend Ronnie, is that the one who...
Robin.
The kid that fights.
The tough kid.
Yes. Whenever Robin finally called, oh my gosh. That was a very emotional moment for me. Like, I was waiting kind of the whole time, and just their dynamic back and forth, like, it was a really big touching moment.
Okay. Shane?
My favorite scene definitely was whenever he made... I don't think it was his first call. It was the first call he had whenever the... What was the first kid's name?
Bruce. Bruce was the kid, the baseball player.
Okay, not Bruce then. Uh-oh. It was the second kid that called him.
As far as calling, I thought you meant, like, killed that we've seen. I don't remember the kid those names that...
Well, that was the one where, like, they showed that kid, like, he had, like, that real carved up face, and he was talking right next to Finney. Mm-hmm. You know, the main character, and as he was talking to him, he was, like, right there next to him, and they were having that conversation. That was my, like, most favorite part.
What was the advice that kid gave him that will help me realize which one? Was that the one that told him to dig the hole?
I think this, I could be wrong.
Yeah, I get him messed up.
I know, I keep getting him confused, but I'm pretty sure he's the one that told him to get that wire, you know, to rip the door, the window, I mean, out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could be getting scolded for this, though. I could be wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
maybe.
Okay. Everything you say is fact. I believe you.
I think my favorite part was when he tried to escape and the grabber's just chilling there on the chair, and then, like, I think actually that's when he does escape. Yeah, when he goes up, when he sneaks up the stairs, and, like, the grabber's just sitting there.
Oh, when he actually gets out of the house.
Yeah. And he goes and does a comment. Like, I was kind of like, oh god, I get real nervous in movies like that when, like, it's right there, like, the danger is really close, but you're trying to, you know what I mean, trying to do something very technical, and you're like, oh god, you know, just waiting for the grabber just to get up and just fucking do something wild.
Yeah, I think that was definitely the most intense scene.
Yeah,
you could kind of still see the grabber blurred at the corner of that scene the whole time, and that's what I really like, because I find myself squinting trying to see, like, for myself. I'm like, wait, is he standing there?
Mm-hmm.
And then Finn actually turns around. It's like, oh, no, he's still just sitting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my favorite scene. Anyone else just want to just somehow kill that dad?
Like, yes.
If I could somehow find a guy like that in real life.
You mean, like, Finny's dad?
Yeah. Finny and Gwen.
Gwen, yeah. His sister.
Yeah, Finny and Gwen. The dad, this is like the very beginning when he's just slurping his soup and he's just, and he's like, you think you could slurp that soup any louder? They can hear you clean up in Boulder. Like, number one, who the fuck talks like that? Number two, the kid's eating soup. How are you supposed to eat soup and not slurp?
You know, him, like, beating his daughter with the belt isn't what threw you over the edge.
I was wondering at that
part,
like,
the soup.
Are you supposed to be like, it's 1978, this is normal? Because I would definitely say that is the most, like, uncomfortable scene to watch. I'm like, oh my god, dude. Like, you just want to be like, all right, that's enough.
I didn't like it at all. Like, I just wanted to just put it on mute and just not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to think that that stuff happens. Like, oh God.
Now at the ending, did you get a little bit of close? Like, did you get closure with that? Do you feel like when he was there, like, I'm so sorry, I love you. Like, do you think he changed it at all, or do you think he immediately is going to go back to his terrible self?
Yeah, fuck that guy. He's an alcoholic and he's stupid.
Yeah, he is stupid, but I think it is like kind of unique how, you know, he wasn't really portrayed as a bad guy in the end. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's almost like it was just that era. That's just the way it was.
But Disney Vision, though, what were you going to say?
Disney Vision?
Yeah, are you going to turn it around a little bit?
No, I wasn't going to turn it around.
No, the guy's just a piece of shit. Fuck that
guy. I feel like he was a piece of shit, but, I mean, if we want to just get into it right now, the director, though, Scott Derrickson, he threw a lot of his, like, real life traumas into this movie. Like, he read the short story, so a lot of this relates to his life. And then I did read in a couple articles how, like, he said that, like, you know, so that's what happened, basically. There was bullying, or, you know, your parents beat the shit out of you back then, but that's just the way it was.
He's like, the good old days.
And then he's like, we did that, and then we went and played fucking Nerf ball an hour later. That's just the way it was.
Yeah, it's fucking sad.
It is sad. Shit. But that is the basis of the movie, though, also is like, okay, that's the way it was. But this, you know, he's older now. Now he's relating his traumas, like not realizing he was traumatized.
Yeah, and he's making fucking bank right now off of it. So I guess it might be worth it. I mean, I'm sure that's like 0.0005% of the kids that got the absolute fuck beat out of them became really rich. So,
yeah.
I mean,
did you say I made $5 million off that? Yeah, beat me, daddy.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I could guarantee that, you know, when I got the shit beat out of me as a kid, that I would be super rich. It's a trade off.
There's always some pros and cons, you know.
There's some pros and cons to everything in life.
So you talked a lot about the grabber's background, and you talking about the father. That had me questioning. I feel like there was so much there with their biological mother then, or their mother, that is she dead? Was she put in a psych ward? Like, there was a lot of kind of little hints there about her having, like, psychic ability, maybe.
Well, no, there was, I mean, she's definitely dead. The dad said that she killed herself. But you're also right, like, going back to Ryan's original point, like, it touched on her having that ability, and same with Gwen having those dreams, but they just don't dive real deep into it.
They don't tell mm-hmm. They don't tell us anything about how Gwen can, what her dreams do, why she can have these dreams, why the mom had the dreams and stuff like that. Like, they don't tell you anything about that. They don't tell you what the black phone has in relation to Gwen's powers, because the black phone, she can talk to the, like, do you know what I mean? It's just really confusing with mm-hmm. How does the black phone do that?
Yeah. And then, like, if you research the background of the movie, I don't know if any of you guys did, but I don't find a whole lot on it of, like, answering any of those questions.
No,
like,
that's what I'm saying. If there's not a prequel, then this is a mm-hmm. dog shit movie. Like,
well, because the grabber can hear the phone ring, mm-hmm. but he can't hear the voices.
Right. Right.
So, and they mention at one point that Finn was the first one who's ever actually been able to hear them.
Right. So is it something just to do with, like, is that Finn's gift that he can hear? You know what I'm saying? Like, did the like, we'll just say the mom passed down some type of power to where Gwen can speak or see them, and then Finn can hear them? But, like, what does the black phone have in relation to that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I don't know. It's just, like, a bunch of unknown things.
The whole basement itself had such a creative vibe that I thought was going to go a little bit more into detail. I mean, there was a lot there from each individual giving him the hints on how to try to escape. But the walls themselves looked like they were kind of dripping blood to me as well.
Yeah, I don't know. It might just be from the dead kids, you know?
Oh, you know. Yeah. Maybe. I forgot, you know.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that one kid kept saying something about, oh, I did a number on him, you'll see. And was anybody else building themselves up for this huge moment when the grabber's mask came off for his face to just be annihilated?
No, I mean, you kind of see his face in the very beginning a little bit when he scoops up Finn.
Well, he had it painted, didn't he?
Yeah, but, I mean, still, you would have been able to tell, you know. And is that's another thing. Okay, let's talk about that. when Finn, the very end scene when Finn is escaping and he digs that giant fucking hole and the grabber falls in it and stuff, and then he knocks his mask off, the grabber like loses his shit. Why? Is it what's the reason he does that? Is it because it's like, is he ashamed or is he like losing his persona? Like, and they don't go into any of that. Like, what's his deal?
I like that scene a lot because it shows he has some kind of serious psychosis going on there. Like, why does it bother him? You have that question, but at the same time, like, it really shows that it's almost like he doesn't, like, when he doesn't have that mask on, he's not going to do these things, basically.
Yeah, but he wanted to put it back on. So, like, he does want to do those things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like a weird...
So, it's like he's almost ashamed of it?
That's what I think. I think it's almost like he's hiding himself and, like, if it's almost like one of those things where... Like, if when you're a little kid and you hide, and as long as they can't see you, you feel like, or you know what I mean? As long as you can't see them, that you feel like that they can't see you. Is it like that, where if he feels like he has the mask on, that like he can't be, you're not seeing the real him. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's like a shield.
You know? I like the mask idea, but I also like, okay, it's cool that the mask changed. Like he frowns and then he smiles, but like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like him when he changed the mask that it related to the mood he was in at the time.
Not drastically, at least.
See, I thought he had a little bit of like a multiple personality disorder because there were times when he first went down, he's like, I'm not gonna hurt you. Like he seemed very persistent on it's not him who wants to do that. So I thought the mask was almost a symbol of when he was a different personality. So I thought he was struggling with that.
Yeah, interesting.
Maybe I just didn't like notice that as much because because like you said, I don't remember the mask he was wearing whenever he first came down and said that he wasn't gonna hurt Finn.
It was nothing.
Nothing.
It had no mouth or nothing. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, I could be fact checked, but I'm pretty sure.
Split vibe. I think that's a movie we watched before. I think it's called Split.
Yeah. With
yeah
where the
James
killer
McAvoy.
Had a. It was very obvious. A lot of different personalities. Yeah. But I definitely got a taste of that with this mask. I'm not sure what did it, but.
I don't know. I just really want to know. I guess the movie definitely left me wanting more. I just want to know more shit. Especially about the Black Phone and Gwen's and her mom's powers. Or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, well, in the grabber, like, clearly he has, like, a huge background with the phone. He doesn't want to talk about the phone, but seriously, he's affected. Or he is obviously affected by it, so.
Like, I really wish they would have already announced before this movie came out, like, be a prequel, 2023 or 2024, you know what I mean? And then when I was done, I'd have been like, oh, okay, let's fucking go, you know? But now I'm like, is there going to be a prequel or is this just it?
Yeah. It's the first movie where we're like, do I like this fucking movie?
I know.
I don't know if I like this fucking movie.
I want to like it, but I'm like, if you don't fucking tell me the rest of this shit, I hate this movie.
Scott Derrickson, you and I might have some fucking beef here, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I like it, but I fucking hate it. this is like the weirdest movie ever for me. I don't know what to think.
It's probably one of the only scary movies I've seen in a long time that ends with you actually having that happy moment. Like, where it actually ends with the killer dead, with a beautiful death scene that you feel like you're getting the justice for all of the individuals. Like, all the bodies are found, the killer's dead, reunited with family. Dad's even trying to be shown as remorseful and wanting to make a better life.
Yeah, totally not happy with that at all.
Oh, yeah, you guys usually hate that shit.
I absolutely hate that shit, but I did read it, which made me like it a little bit more. He said that basically this movie is, like, not a way of showing trauma. It's a way of, like, conquering it. He said, I'm pretty sure Scott Derrickson said, and I quote, it's a way of dispelling anxiety and fear, not creating it. Mm. That was the point of him creating this movie, which I will give him credit. He did that.
Yeah.
It's just not the ending I wanted. But knowing that makes me like it more, I guess, if that makes sense.
No, that does make sense.
I figured it out.
Oh,
I know why
God.
I like it. Are you ready?
Yeah, very.
Okay. Because
it's the first movie we watched in like 10 movies where a fucking dog doesn't die.
I mean, true, but listen, you know how in Disney, and I always love Disney, it always starts real sad, you know, like friend dies, mom dies, brother dies. Like there's this huge traumatic event, but then they all come together and they have a beautiful life at the end. It's like they learn from that pain and they help each other through, just like with this movie. Like, it starts real dark, but then it ends as team and beautiful. Like, it has the happy ending. Like, you have to go through the sadness and the pain, but to get to the happy ending, just like a Disney movie.
No, well, now I'm back to hating it more.
Yeah, thanks.
You're
thanks
welcome. Lot,
I mean, I was already kind of on the fence, so yeah, fuck this movie.
I ain't even going to watch the fucking prequel.
Can you guys tell me what you thought about his brother, though? I
just really want there to be a prequel.
Oh, my God, his brother.
Wait, his brother? Who? Wait, what?
The grabber's brother.
I have to know your opinion.
He's a coke addict.
I fucking love that guy. That guy was awesome.
Oh, he was so random as
hell. He was like, he's like the cool, like, what do they call those? Like, true crime, like the sleuths that, like, fucking try to solve all the crimes, you know what I mean? That are have nothing to do with, like, a criminal background or anything. You're just, like, for fun trying to solve crimes. He just, I don't know, he just does a lot of coke and tries to figure shit out.
He did, he figured it out.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
He
yeah.
just, a little too late.
Yeah, what like about the cops, though? You might want to clean that up before your brother gets home.
Yeah, shit.
It's coke on the table.
Yeah, I don't know, I liked him, though. I just kind of, I mean, his death was kind of sick, to be honest.
What's the traditional movie, don't be mad that I can't think of it, but when they're watching the scary movie and then they're slaughtered during it?
Scream?
Oh, yes, yes, Scream.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah, I'm
yeah,
mad.
Sorry.
No,
I'm
definitely mad.
I was going to say that by second guess. Not really. I totally forgot. But it almost reminds me of that, how there's that ironic character, you know? Like, just the goofy one who's, oh, yeah, look. And, like, they're so close to it the whole time, and then they get slaughtered. Like
the closest you could possibly be. Oh, God. Did you guys notice, like, a lot of the similarities to It? Like, the movie It? Like, obviously, the balloons. Even though they're black balloons, but like the balloons.
That's seriously the only thing I saw.
The yellow raincoat. Like George, when Gwen's run down the, or biking down the street, she has the yellow raincoat.
Maybe that's
on.
The only color that was at Target, Ryan.
What about the giggle that the grabber has? Kind of sounds like Pennywise a little bit.
I mean, I have a white girl giggle too.
Who invited her anyways? Did anyone? Brady, can you come back and like we can, Jenna can go.
Yeah.
I volunteer as tribute.
It's not fair that it's only two against one now. We need the three.
Yeah.
You deserve that, Jenna.
Wait, you're
person.
Usually against me.
Yeah, there's three of us against you, though.
Oh, yeah, normally, now it's only two against
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm agreeing. We're definitely always against you.
Oh, okay.
There's just usually more.
All right, well, fine. Fuck it. It has no relations to it. That was stupid. I don't
well,
know
no,
what
no, 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 no,
keep
no,
going.
No,
keep
I was
going.
Actually going to say, like, you know that that was, like, the problem, right? Did you
yeah,
look that
yeah,
up?
Yeah, because that's the reason why the grabber's a magician and not a clown, because in Joe Hill's short story, he's actually a clown.
Yeah, but it
Are
just came out.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm. No.
It can't own the copyright to clowns.
Well, did you know also that the guy who wrote this short story, Joe Hill, is Stephen King's son?
No.
Yeah, he's his son, and not only is it related to It, but like It came out, the second chapter two came out not that long ago.
And they were like, we can't fucking do that.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with him on that.
I don't know, there's no way It was the first horror clown. Somebody look it up. Wikipedia!
It's not the fact that it was the first horror clown, it was more
famous.
Like... Yeah, it seems like that movie's almost feeding off of it if they would have went with the clown direction. I did not realize that until I read about it, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. I mean, I guess, does Georgie ride a bike, too? Doesn't somebody ride a bike?
Well, that
was just saying, like, that you didn't have to have him wear yellow. You know what I mean? I just thought it was kind of cool. Like, when I seen it, I was like, oh, Georgie. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of, in the rain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just thought it was kind of cool.
And then she fell in the gutter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then got her arm eaten off. Yeah, I remember that.
That's what I thought.
But the clown, yeah, fuck. It is a lot like it, isn't it? I'll fucking punch you, Jenna. Just kidding.
Go all fucking Finn's dad on her.
I thought you were just saying you felt uncomfortable with that, Ryan.
I did.
When, as he's taking his belt off.
When Gwen got beat. Anyways.
Gwen didn't deserve it.
But another Jenna. Cool thing,
another cool thing I did read, though, was the grabber's mask was made by Tom Savini.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh fucking legend, yeah. And, yeah, I thought that was really badass. Like, he's created so much cool shit over his... years, and I was like, oh, god damn.
Fuck, I didn't see that. That's pretty.
Yeah,
that's
I actually didn't
sweet.
Even really know he was still kind of doing a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Like that anymore. I mean, I think he does, but he's getting kind of up there in age, but pretty cool.
Hey, listener, I feel like you guys need to know that I just had a revelation that both Shane and Ryan are wearing Friday the 13th shirts, and it's a Friday.
Yeah, except for Shane says wishing it was Friday.
Yeah, I kind of mean mine as a joke. It says wishing it was Friday. Jason's sad, but it is Friday. So fucking funny, right?
It's ironic.
So
I really
funny.
Get it.
I'll see myself out.
I'll see myself out.
So all the relation to the It clown there. I know that clowns kind of have like this childhood thing. I feel like kids don't even like clowns before they even see a movie with clowns. Like, are magicians like that? Because I've never heard of a kid like, oh no, not the magician.
No, I think that's part of his like appeal, is he can lure the kids in because he's a magician.
Yeah, I guess I agree with that. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I was kind of like, I remember watching all that shit on TV. Like, whoa, how the fuck do they do that? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of cool. I don't know. What exactly are you asking? Like, if it's creepy to be a magician like it is to be a clown?
Yeah, because I don't really get what makes you afraid of clowns. Like, people are afraid of clowns before they even watch a bad movie with a clown.
Yeah, they're scary as fuck looking, that's why.
And a magician's not?
No. I don't think normally magicians, like, put stuff on their face.
I mean, they usually have, like, that creepy mustache.
Yeah.
And the hat.
Well, with all that being said, what if we get into some potential relations to this movie and to real life? Like, what was the Grabber based off of?
Like, the biggest fucking meanie face ever.
Kind of three meanie faces, but mainly we're going to talk about one.
Definitely mostly one, which is the old John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, and we'll just bring up, there's two more that are kind of like Ted Bundy. It's referenced that Ted Bundy was kind of an influence, and Jeffrey Dahmer. Ted Bundy, mainly because of the way the Grabber gets his victims and making himself feel like he needs help, things like that. Dahmer, because of the escape.
The escape. Okay.
Yes, because the Dahmer had a victim escape, and he ended up recapturing him and doing all the stuff to him.
See, I read about all the tactics, and I totally got the Bundy aspect of how he lured them in, but I did not understand why they would reference Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yep, that's why.
Unless the meat in the freezer in the movie was kids. Yeah. I thought that was the only thing. I'm like, all right, did I miss something? Was that like implied? Or
no, it was the due to Finn escaping and then getting recaptured.
Well, son of a bitch.
Yeah, but now, the fat clown himself, John Gacy.
Yeah, this guy. God damn it. So Gacy was basically proven to murder at least 33 young men and boys in the 1960s and 1970s. And he is like known as the killer clown, basically.
Yes.
Which I'd like to start off to say, you could like back me up on this. I don't think he ever was dressed as a clown as he did any of this.
No,
stuff.
It was just, it's something they like to tie him to because he was a clown and performed at party, like kids gatherings and things. And it just adds to the fucking creep factor, honestly.
Yeah, I think the clown aspect wasn't even really supposed to be creepy, you know, at the time.
No.
It was kind of like, because Gacy was this huge, like, political figure, and he was, him being a clown and going to kids' parties, basically just showing he was a, you know, quote-unquote good guy, you know,
yes,
is how he was portrayed, when in reality he was, like, one of the fucking biggest monsters that's ever existed.
Yeah, he's up there.
I'm going to have to say he's, like, the least favorite at the top of my list, man. This guy is, like, absolute fucking monster to me.
Yeah, I've read a decent amount of shit about him over the years, and recently I actually watched the Netflix series on him, and it just makes me hate him even more. Yeah.
Paint me a picture.
Well, he was like, at the time, like, you know, the 60s, the 70s, this is like, he did have issues where, like, his father abused him, right? So he was abused, and then he was in an era where he was a homosexual, but he was kind of hidden because it was frowned upon at the time, which, I don't know if I want to, it's aggression, but that definitely fueled the fire of what I feel like the guy was always a monster. There was no denying that.
He was very confusing also, because he was sexually attracted to homosexuals, but yet he hated them. So he, like, him, like, killing,
he really hated himself.
It's a very confusing
or
psychological thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To where he was, correct me if I'm wrong, but like he kind of states it like he hated them, so like he killed them, but he also got like sexual, like, like it's just a very.
I think the hatred part really. I sincerely think this is my personal thinking. It comes from his dad. His dad was so abusive and made him feel like such a piece of shit. That's where that hatred comes from.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So how did his story end? Was he captured? Did he kill himself? What
I don't know if I want to say it was a happy ending, but he. I mean. He was executed, at least.
Yeah. Okay. But are you talking about, like, his capture and everything?
Yeah, like
that?
How did he finally go out?
Well, let Shane get into some of, like, the other, you know.
Yeah, so, like, to kind of, I just a real quick timeline. So I got everything off of biography.com, and I got this to paint, like, a quick timeline of how he progressed into the monster that he is. So, like, 68, he was accused of sexual assault, and he was given 10 years in prison, okay, for sexually assaulting somebody. For a child, you know, these are basically all children. I don't know the exact age of the oldest kid, but I want to say it was like 21 was the max age.
Yeah, they were all like 17 to early 20s.
Yeah. So he was in prison, but he was, you know, sentenced 10 years, but it only lasted 18 months. And then he got out.
So he was a priest.
Oh, God. Reverend John Wayne, I guess.
Oh, God.
Keep going. Paint me more of a picture.
71, he was accused again, but the charges were dropped because the kid that accused him basically didn't show up to testify against him.
Wait, did he kill him?
The kid?
Yeah.
The first victim, no.
No, the one he sexually assaulted, no.
Okay.
He did not kill. And,
I was going to say, how the hell is he supposed to show up?
Yeah, it'd be difficult.
Right?
So I believe his first victim was in 1972, Timothy McCoy. Does that sound right, Ryan? Yeah, so I think that was the first official victim. And the way that all went down, I think, was an accident, basically. Like the Gacy lured this kid in, and they, long story short, spent the night together, okay? And then the kid wakes up and, like, makes him breakfast and walks in with, like, a knife. Okay, but Gacy's thinking that this kid's coming at him with a knife, so he ends up stabbing Timothy to death, which that kind of turns Gacy into the monster. He realized that's how he gets his thrill. He goes out into the kitchen, sees all the breakfast, seeing like, oh shit, the kid was just trying to like, you know, fucking give me some pancakes and eggs. But
what? Wait, so this kid is making him breakfast in bed after being...
Yeah, like if the kid would have came in with a spoon, he'd have been all right. But instead, he comes in with the knife and.
So like, what? Is he good looking? Like, does he have like a sugar daddy complex? Like, what kid gets molested then is like, let me make you breakfast?
I'm pretty sure that the first one, but like, Gacy's a homosexual, and I believe this kid was too. And this, Ryan, do you know more about this? This is where I did not dive like deep enough to know like the facts about Timothy McCoy.
No, I don't know that exact one. There was just a lot of very similar, you know, similar things that happened to where. You know, Gacy would wrestle with them and, like, you know, end up put like terrifying, like he would do all the crazy shit and basically put them into scenarios to where they feared their life, where they thought they were going to die. And then he would be like, ah, you know, just kidding or whatever, you know, and then he would like kind of let them go. And then he ended up like just killing them anyways.
Yeah. What he called the handcuff trick. Yeah. He'd always like lure them in and say, here's a magic trick. And I'll teach you how to get out of these handcuffs. But, you know.
Do you guys watch Last Podcast on the Left?
We don't. We listen to it.
Oh, yeah. Listen. Well, because I see that's like a common thing. And I always feel like when we talk about killers, they're from the past. But there's this Catherine they talked about. And it was like in the 2000s. But like, for some reason, guys were still obsessed. Like, they wanted to be desired by her. But she was like that. Like, she would hang her butchering knives above the bed and be like, I can't kill. And they'd still be like, oh, honey, like, why? Like, they all end up dying. Yeah, I mean,
maybe they just want to die anyways. I don't know. It'd be kind of a cool way to go out, I guess.
Like, I mean, that's some real kinky stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you're already, like, on the brink of killing yourself, I guess that's kind of, you know, it's all right.
Yeah, I think he was better at tricking them, though. Guys are more or less just kind of stupid, you know?
Well, they're all young kids. And Gacy owned his own construction company. So he had all these younger kids working for him, and a lot of them ended up being his victims. So just kind of unfortunate.
He was good at luring them in with, like, he would sometimes pretend to be a cop, or he would lure them in and be like, hey, you want some motherfucking marijuana? You know, whatever tactics it took, and then he would play the whole, like, hey, you want to see a magic trick? I'll show you how to get out of handcuffs. And then he would be like, yeah, the trick is you got to have the key.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Totally downhill from there.
Yeah. And a lot of another relation that another relation that the grabber has to Gacy is Gacy buried as many victims as he could in his crawl space.
Okay.
Under his house until he ran out of room.
Yeah. So
and then he went to the river.
Yeah.
In December 21st, 22nd, he was arrested for handing out a bag of weed to a gas station clerk. So that gave the cops reason to search his house. And whenever they searched his house, they found a total of 29 bodies on his property, which 26 of those was under the crawl space, like Ryan said.
So he just had like a lot of scented candles or something?
He put a bunch of lime over the bodies and concreted over them.
So concrete.
It definitely was stinky.
Yeah.
Because he had an ex-wife that mentioned it once or twice.
Yeah. Yeah, he was married to females as well throughout that. I think two times he was married.
Yeah, he was married twice. But to answer your question, though, Jenna, yeah, on March 12th, he was found guilty in less than 2 hours. And the following day, in 2 hours and 15 minutes, they imposed the death penalty on him. And I don't remember this exactly. I want to say he got the death sentence like times 12.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that mean?
Yeah.
It's like life in prison plus 800 years. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
they do
so
that
they don't
kind of
like
shit.
Kill him.
No, well, he did get the death penalty.
You don't get the date right away, but on May 10th, he was executed.
He fought it several times and like he delayed it.
Well, originally he admitted to it all. But then once, I'm sure whenever death comes creeping in, you start getting a little bit more scared. So he changes story.
How did he go out? Like injection, electric chair?
Injection. So the only like crazy thing I have left on that is like it was just 2017 that they found and I like positively identified his like latest victim. They called him victim 24, Brian Hackinson, which is just crazy to me how I think it was 1994 is whenever he was executed. And like in 2017, they just identified another victim.
Gotta love the DNA, man.
Uh-huh.
Just fucking putting all these guys are like, yep, I got away with it. I'm 80 fucking 5 years old all these years. And then some great granddaughter gets a fucking DNA swab on Ancestry.com. And they're like, oh, shit. Ties it right back to him. fuck. Gotta love it. So, yeah, that's John Wayne Gacy anyways. So it's kind of like one of the kind of main inspirations of the grabber. But, all right, so we'll get back to the movie a little bit, and then you say you had something else, Jenna?
Yeah, one last thing I had with the movie, and this may be a part of us just wanting it to always go a little bit deeper, but all of the kids, they really seem to have this loss of self while they were in that kind of purgatory. And I just think that kind of touched on a really like hard to grasp part of life. Like, if you are waiting for that closure, like you slowly just disappear to nothing.
I think that's your deep dive there, Jenna.
Yeah.
That's your deep diverness that I don't ever even, like, comprehend until you bring it up, and then I start to think about it.
Yeah, because I'd have to sit here for, like, 10 minutes to be like, huh, whoa.
Nah, they're just kids.
Yeah, they're just stupid dead kids.
Yeah, but they didn't know who they were.
Now they do know who they are. They're just stupid dead kids. Yeah, that's who they are.
They definitely don't know who they are now. They don't even remember their names half the time.
Yeah.
True.
Fucking idiots.
You guys didn't get like super emotional over them all being there with him till the end, though?
No, not at all.
No, because that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like that like victory ending where it's like, oh yay, happy ending, everything's good,
no,
we're all together.
If I could make my ending, I would want like the grabber to kill everyone and then just like go on, and then there'd be a grabber number two, and there's just fucking, or Black Phone two, and then they actually tell me the fucking shit that I want to know, and then he just keeps killing more kids, you know?
Yeah, or if they want to psychologically mindfuck me, you know what I mean? Like, did this ever even happen? You know, one of those things. Mm-hmm. I would have preferred that instead of like...
Something. Instead of the happy ending. I'm just not a happy ending kind of guy. Maybe that's just me being bleak and fucking dead inside, but...
Plus the dude's like, you know, mid-40s and a 13-year-old strangled him to death with a phone cord, so...
Yeah, pretty weak, man.
Yeah, but he took one last call.
What?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God. That made it even worse.
Yeah.
And they all got to give it to him.
Yeah,
he
for
finally
you.
Heard the phone.
Yeah. God damn it, that was cheesy.
He wanted to. He thought he was crazy the whole time that the phone wasn't ringing.
I do hate this movie. Fuck. I don't want to hate it, but I do.
I was fine until the last, like, I don't know. If they would have ended it differently, even the unknowns, I would have at least been like, oh, man, I hope there's a prequel. But because of the ending, I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Did any of you guys kind of laugh at the way the kids talk to him, though? Because the one's like, I'm not doing this for you. And then the other one's like, listen, this is what I've got. This is all I've got. Figure it out. Like, yeah, I feel like at the same time, they're like, okay, I'm going to do it. But then I was like, sucks to be you. I don't know. This is all I can give you. Good luck.
I like how they brought back the background of some of those kids that you didn't meet. You know, like that, the very last kid, it was a little bit older, that was like kind of a hard ass.
Mm-hmm. Vance Hopper, I think, or something like that.
Yeah,
the pinball Vance.
Yeah, the one who just like basically beat the fuck out of that kid for nothing.
Yeah, well, he bumped his pinball machine, man.
Yeah, I guess it was for something.
Yeah, it was for something, man. The kid likes pinball.
Might be.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's so crazy to see how each kid had a different method to try and escape, though.
It's nice.
And in the end, it took all of them for him to win.
Yeah, you're really trying to stick up for this, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to give it like a fucking 98.
Yeah, I don't think she is, but she's trying. She's trying to give a little bit of like, because we just, I don't like this movie.
I did like the movie, you know? I just didn't.
I did until it was over. And then I was like, man, fuck this shit, yeah. You know?
If you're going to advertise as one of the scariest movies, you have to have people leaving with chills, and there was none of that.
No. The only time I remotely even felt a little bit, like, suspenseful was when the scene I talked about, when the grabber was sitting up on the chair, and he went up the stairs, and he tried it. Well, he did escape. That was the only time I felt, like, a little bit of something. And I felt, like, just creeped out when the dad was beating the fuck out of Gwen.
The little girl, yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
I just felt sad and, like, just weird. I was like, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah. I will say the axe to the head was a pretty good touch, though.
It looked cool. Yeah, it looked all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the kid that had the contorted body, I don't know, where it was like his back was like bent backwards, you know what I mean? That scene where he was like levitating, that was kind of sick. I thought that was cool.
I kind of wish they would have shown us how he murdered each kid. Like, let us see their murder.
All right.
I'm fucking here for that.
Now we're getting to the truth.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, maybe there's a reason his body's like that.
Maybe that would
have
told us more about the grabber.
Yeah,
not just being like sick and demented. Maybe that actually would have told us more about the grabber. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of just sick and demented. But, I mean, maybe it would have told us something, you know? I don't know. Fuck this movie.
All right. Well, in that case, let's go to the ratings.
Yeah. So closing thoughts and ratings. I'll go first. Again, this was just, I wanted to like this movie because it had some hype, and I was like, fuck, okay, and I spent $25 on it, and I own it, because it was $20 to rent it, $25 to buy it.
Well, I didn't spend the extra $5.
I was like, well, fuck it, this could be a badass movie, maybe I won't watch it again, so $5 more, all right, and now I'm like, god damn it. Oh, well. But, yeah, it was, I liked it throughout the whole movie. It left me wanting a lot more, and it left me with a lot of questions that are unanswered that I do not know if they will be answered. The grabber is an interesting character. I'm curious to know more about him. His mask was pretty cool. I think it's cool that Tom Savini made it. Was it scary? No. I didn't really think it was like scary at all. Nothing about this whole movie really made me any type of scared at all, or I didn't really think the cinematography was that great. It was kind of cool that they went in between, like, the old school film and then, you know, like, back, well, like, her dreams were, like, in the old school film looking kind of stuff. So that was kind of cool. But all in all, it's not a movie that I will rewatch at all. So I'll probably give it, like, a 35.
Ooh, yeah, ouch.
Probably a 35.
Yeah.
I could maybe come back and change that if there's a prequel and the prequel's really cool and it gives me answers, then I'll be like, all right, this movie was okay, but it probably still wasn't going to bump it up that much. I just didn't really like it that much. This is probably the lowest rating I've gave a movie, but yeah.
Fair enough. I get it, Jenna.
So,
Jenna, hold on. No, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. just want to check in. You good? All right. Definitely a lot of buildup. Same case. Super excited. Spent the $20 because I knew I wasn't going to watch it again, and glad I didn't.
It's true. Oh, yeah.
I like the style. Like, I like the 70s. I like the outfits. I like the hidden puns I didn't even notice. The whole thing about the It Clown. I'm not used to having such a great trailer and talked up movie leave you so settled. Like, it was a good story, but I almost wouldn't classify it as a horror movie. Like, it just didn't leave you with anything.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good storyline. It almost, it reminded me of, like, a series you could watch on TV. And it's almost like each kid could have been just another episode. And there's, like, no major, maybe there's a little bit of a cliffhanger, but then the series just ends, and it ends with a good note.
That's actually an interesting point. Maybe they should have just made this a series, and then eventually they could have, like, fed us all of the information that I'm looking for.
Yeah, or they could have just made it a movie with just a better ending.
Fucking better movie. True. Okay. Anyways.
So I give it a solid 50%. Like, it wasn't the worst thing. I enjoyed the storyline. Like, I do think it had a beautiful story. It just didn't do much for me.
Yeah. Okay. Shane?
I'm going to be, like, fair but unfair. Because in all honesty, like, I did enjoy the movie the whole way up until, you know, the last 20 minutes or so. So I'll get my rating out of the way right now. I'm going to give it, like, a 45, which I feel like is a little unfair because of how much I did actually like it. And Ryan, like, you touched on something I didn't think about too. No, and, well, you said about how, like, whenever the Gwen had her visions and it was in, like, the old school format, like, little things like that I mm-hmm. liked a lot, and it built it up like you were gonna learn a bunch of shit.
I know. Yes,
like,
I
that
know.
Build up was good.
Yeah.
I give it that much. It was just that last, like, that fucking Hollywood ending that just drives me insane, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean when I say Hollywood? Like, okay, our last podcast was about The Witch. That The Witch, there was no Hollywood whatsoever, you know?
Yeah. It ended, like, the way we wanted it to end.
Yeah. Or just, like, not a way that you totally expected.
It's yeah.
Just, oh, God. I would have been such a higher score if it wasn't for the ending for me. Even with the unknowns, like, you know, we keep bringing up, like, that bothered me, yeah, but it was really the ending that killed it for me. Or else it would have got a way higher score on my end.
All right. Well, I think that kind of wraps everything up. So, yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. Next week, we are going to talk about, it's actually Jenna's pick, and she wants to do the 2021 film called The Resort. So, yeah, if you guys want to go watch that and then meet us back here in a couple weeks, we'll chat about it. So...
can't wait.
Yeah. So, yeah, until then, if you want to keep up with what's going on with what we're doing, follow us on Instagram at Hell's Basement Podcast. Also, we are now on TikTok. So, yeah, follow us on there at Hell's Basement Podcast. If you want to write us an email, anything like that, hellsbasementpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, I think that's just about everything. Anything else, guys?
Hey, you can go fuck yourself, Ryan.
Cool. Yeah, I like that.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna go fuck myself now.